This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In February of this year, the crowdfunding site Kickstarter grew from wobbly toddler to swaggering teen when an iPod dock became the first project to earn $1 million in public donations. Yesterday, Kickstarter reached full adulthood when the independent video game console Ouya raised more than $1 million in less than 24 hours. As of right now, Ouya has collected nearly $300 million in pledges from more than 23,000 backers and will be continuing to collect funds for another 28 days. Well, now word of mouth awesomator and regular guest Brady Carlson is joining the crowdfunding fray. He's raising funds for a project that aims to dig up the history of presidential grave sites. Now, for full disclosure, we're not asking you to fund his project, but we do think it's pretty cool, so we asked Brady on to tell us more about it. Is that Brady Carlson? I don't hear the theme.
Without the music, it's hard to tell, isn't it?
It's really hard to recognize you. Thanks so much for joining
us. Nice to be here.
So sum up this project for us.
Okay, essentially it's a travel project. My idea is I'm going to travel to each of those gravesites of the U.S. presidents. And, you know, I like offbeat history, so I'm going to try and find the odd, the unusual, the strange tales that come along with those. But sort of in, you know, in broader terms, I'm looking at sort of how we memorialize people and especially U.S. presidents. So it's as much about the strange stories as what those stories tell us about our own culture.
So that's like 44 sites.
38 to be exact, because
we've still
got a few living folks, but you know, it may be an ongoing thing.
Sorry, currently living presidents, about that. But what's going to be the finished product here?
Well, as the project is going on, I'm going to be blogging about it. I'll do some video posts, articles, things like that. And eventually, I'm hoping, if I do get to all the sites, that I'll turn it into a book.
Well, great. Okay, so I'm imagining you being you, you're going to be blogging about this along the way?
All the way. All right. Absolutely.
So what is it about these graves in chief that makes you want to write about them?
Well, I mean, I've always been interested in the presidents, and that's sort of as close as I'm going to get to meeting them all. But, you know, there are a lot of really odd, unusual stories that come along with these particular sites. So three of the U.S. presidents, for example, have had their coffins reopened. One of them was Zachary Taylor, and he was exhumed from his coffin 140 years after he died.
Why?
Because there was always been this rumor that he had actually been murdered. He hadn't died of natural causes. And so they decided, the coroner in Louisville, Kentucky, decided to check it out. They didn't find anything. So there's one. There was another plot at one point to steal Abraham Lincoln's body from a tomb in Springfield, Illinois. And Woodrow Wilson, you know, the man who dreamed up what is now the United Nations, is buried in a building, or is laid to rest in a building which has a Darth Vader gargoyle on the outside, which is kind of weird. It's Washington National Cathedral, right? So, to me, it starts with the fact that the presidency is this huge, powerful position, but it's also this, like, personal one. You know, we keep up with policy decisions, but we also keep up with their lives, their families, their pets. And, you know, looking at sort of who ends up, you know, in their face memorialized on Mount Rushmore or on the $20 bill, and who ends up getting forgotten more or less, is kind of an interesting question about that relationship that we have with the people who serve as president.
So how much research can actually be done online? I mean, do you actually have to personally visit each of these sites?
Most of the research I can do online. I'm reading up a bunch of, in fact, right now I'm reading up some really thick books on Franklin Pierce, the president from New Hampshire. But I think what you gain from going to each of the sites is you get to see sort of the context in which each of these grave sites and the other memorials where there aren't grave sites is built. John F. Kennedy, you know the eternal flame, uh-huh, in Washington, D.C. There was a lot of thought actually put into where exactly in Arlington Cemetery that spot was going to be. And it was designed in a way that when you stand there, you can sort of see it's on a line between some of the other famous memorials and some of the other famous institutions in Washington, D.C. So in that same way that, you know, the way you build a building sort of tells you something about the idea behind it, the location of these places also tells you a lot about it. Also, you know, today presidents are generally buried, or they plan to be buried, in bigger cities. Mm-hmm. Even they have their presidential libraries in prominent places. But in the past, that wasn't always the case. Some of them are in fairly remote, small towns that aren't close to cities. And so, I mean, that right there tells you a little bit about how the presidency has changed. So seeing some of those small towns, I think, will be, will tell me something as well.
Not even very well marked, as Franklin Pierce, case in point.
I thought there was going to be like a big memorial, you know, and then I realized, no, it's just kind of right there.
Oh, boy. Okay, so when are you starting the project?
The Kickstarter page launched this morning, but actually the project itself started over the weekend. I was at Franklin Pierce's grave gravesite in Concord. So that's one off the
list
right there.
37 to go.
Even with this project, New Hampshire is first in the nation.
Well, tech projects like Ouya, which we talked about, and by the way, I got the title wrong. It's total wrong. It's $3 million, not $300 million. Still
a pretty good haul.
Which have some more substantial to show off, even at the fundraising stage, really flourish on Kickstarter. Now, how are you going to build buzz for a book that's not even written yet? I mean, what's at risk for the investor?
Yeah, well, a Kickstarter tries to make it very, you know, clear that you're accountable to the people who are backing your project, and so all of the guides and the tips who say here's how you do a project successfully, say, be as open and transparent as you can. Include people in the process as you're going forward. So as I've been doing research on this project over the last few months, I've been trying to let people know kind of here's where I'm going to go. Here's what I'm going to see. Here are the resources it's going to take to get there. And here's what I intend to write about, and sort of giving examples so that, you know, almost a proof of concept so that you can see, oh, I see. OK, I see what you did that when you visited Franklin Pierce's site. And now if you're trying to go to D.C., I can see kind of where you're going with that. So, you know, the more transparent, the better.
Brady, best of luck with the dead presidents.
Thank you very much.
NHBR's All Things Considered host and word of mouth awesomator Brady Carlson. You can find a link to his Kickstarter page and his website, Living Indefinitely, at wordofmouthradio.org. And we thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and do invite you to get behind Word of Mouth's mission to spread new ideas. You can post links to segments on your Facebook page, pass them along to friends, or retweet them to your own Twitter followers. Just click on over to wordofmouthradio.org and click on the Facebook or Twitter or email icons to post them along. There you'll also find a vast catalog of conversations to comb through and to share. I'm Virginia Prescott. We do invite you to join us again at noon and again at 9 p.m. to hear more of what's bubbling up on Word of Mouth. From New Hampshire, Public Radio.